Morning, Dietrich.
Hey, Carl, how you feeling?
Oh, everything's going okay. Except the cold weather gives me an occasional twinge. Hey, guess what the name of that bone is?
The humerus.
Right. What a guess.
Does it?
Morning, sir.
What are you doing here?
Oh, just trying to do my bit.
Levitt, I admire your dedication, but you were injured in the line of duty and you're not due back until a department doctor says so.
The doctor said it was up to me, sir. I told him I preferred to stay on the line with you and the rest of my buddies.
That's very warm of you.
Thank you, sir. Sir?
Hi, Barney.
Yes?
I am really sorry. I stopped off at this art gallery. Barney, I had to pick this up or lose it.
Harris, we're going to have to talk about priorities.
You're absolutely right, Barney. I'm really sorry. And I would like to take just this 1 minute to apologize to everyone who's
all
here.
Right.
Barney, it'll never happen again.
All right, all right.
Barney, if you could spare just one more minute, I'd really like you to see this. Wait, don't look.
If you're going to look at this,
you've got to see it in exactly the right light.
It's interesting,
isn't it?
What is it?
It's a cat.
Where's the head, the tail, and the body?
That's the artist's name, Andrew Cat. He just signed himself A Cat, double T. This print is called simply Opus 64.
But what is it?
It's an Opus 64.
You remember what Nisi said, Carl. Art has no need of certainty. The artist may have felt that a cat had been there and gone.
A cat has nothing to do with it. That's just the artist's name.
Yeah, I heard you. I was just thinking that could have been a self-portrait of A Cat, the artist, after he'd been there and gone.
Barney, what do you think?
Well, honestly, I'm not much of a connoisseur, and I'm not at all familiar with the works of Andrew Cat.
Well, I wasn't either. You know, it just caught my eye. Of course, the dealer did say that if I bought an Andrew Cat today, I could double my money tomorrow.
Is that new?
No. He's that old. 88, to be exact. He had a coronary last night. They say he doesn't stand a chance.
I see. If he dies, his works will be that much more valuable.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Right, we'll send somebody there right away. Captain, domestic quarrel, husband and wife, violent consummation, assault and battery.
Harris.
Sir.
You're in danger.
Get right on it.
You know, you may have something. Collector could make a good thing, checking the obituaries for dead artists and buying up all that stuff.
Could be.
Well, there was an artist in the 60s, a guy named Schroeder. Work used to go for peanuts. He died in 76.
Yeah? What's a Schroeder worth now?
Peanuts.
Then why'd you bring it up?
Just seemed apropos.
Look, man, I am a collector, not a vulture. I bought this picture because I like this picture. And if this old geezer lives, then that's just his damn luck.
Okay.
Well, here, Mr. Kopechne.
I've got nothing to say.
Well, that's your privilege.
But we're gonna need some information.
I just wanna die.
Sit down and relax, Mr. Kopechne. Breaking a window is not a capital offense. What the hell was that?
What?
That noise that you... You been in here before, Mr. Kopechne?
Yeah.
About, 5 years ago?
Yeah.
You thought you were a werewolf? We sent you to Bellevue, yeah?
Yeah.
So
they cured me. I'm not a werewolf anymore.
And what was that little growl?
That wasn't a werewolf.
And what was it?
The demon.
What demon?
I'm possessed!
Whoa, Joe. Really?
Yeah, I know, Martin. Listen, I was window shopping at Siegel's department store, and Mr. Kopechne here threw a garbage can through the window. You remember Mr. Kopechne?
Yeah, looks familiar.
Yeah, Stefan Kopechne.
Stefan, right. What,
About 5 years ago, he, thought he was a werewolf. Now he says he's possessed by a demon.
It's true. I am.
Yes?
Barney?
Something going down?
Something coming up.
Rush me.
Mrs. Griswold. Captain Miller.
This is our battered wife.
It's a battered husband this time.
I'm not hurt, Captain. It's these tight jeans.
If you pardon my asking, what are you wearing them for?
To please Roy. He gave them to me. You don't think I'd buy these for myself, do you?
Roy Griswold is on his way down to sign a complaint. He needed a few stitches.
I put a dent in his fat head with my coffee mug. It said Cynthia on it.
Oh?
My name is Norma. Cynthia's his first wife. He's always comparing us, talking about her. He even put a picture of her in our bedroom.
She was wearing tight jeans. She had the figure for it, too.
So did I when I was 12. The coffee mug this morning. That was the last straw. I asked him to buy me one. He puts her name on it. Oh, God. I can't even pace angrily in these.
Harris, you should have let it change. But she insisted that you see what provoked the attack.
Mrs. Griswold, I'm afraid there is no such thing as justifiable assault.
You don't know Roy.
Yeah, well, that'll be up to a judge to decide. Sergeant Harris is going to have to book you.
It was worth it.
Why don't you sit down?
You've got to be kidding.
Mrs. Griswold can stand.
Stitch in time. Mrs. Griswold, would you like to... just stand right over here, please.
Thank you.
We're getting it all down, Byrne.
Was that a growl?
Yeah. Mr. Kopechne, this is Sergeant Dietrich. He believes he's possessed.
How come?
I fell asleep in the subway last night. I was alone in a car.
You're lucky.
And then, suddenly I smelled sulfur. And then I realized I wasn't alone in the car. Someone was sitting next to me. Malevolent eyes. Foul smelling.
There's a lot of people like that on the subway.
He told me his name is Belial.
Mail call! You can still be of service, even though I'm off duty. Sergeant Harris?
Thank you.
Sergeant Dietrich? Looks like some early Christmas cards.
Christmas! Silent night! Holy night! Peace on earth! Garbage!
All right, all right. I'm gonna call the FBI. Destroying U.S. mail is a federal offense.
It's all right, Carl. The devil made him do it.
What?
I'm gonna put you in a cage now, Mr. Capelli. Come on.
What got into him?
Not what?
Who?
What a mess!
Who's that racket out there?
It's Kopechne.
He's flipping out again. He's going in the cage now.
Why do they turn sick people loose? We just have to ship them right back.
Well, I'll call Bellevue.
Oh, wait. He doesn't want to go back to the hospital. He wants to be exercised by a priest.
Wonderful.
What is happening with this guy?
Oh, Joe, I don't know. It's none of our business. Turn it over to Bellevue.
This guy is not unique. Virtually every known culture has attributed this type of antisocial behavior to the invasion of the body by powerful demons. Because I don't have to tell you that.
Dietrich. And he says there's this other guy involved. A guy named Belial.
Belial?
Belial, alias Abaddon, Beelzebub. Lucifer. Oh,
come on.
Mephistopheles. Satan, old Nick.
Dietrich, no judge is going to buy possession as a line of defense.
Well, it was just used in a Connecticut murder case.
Really?
You know what they say, Bond. Possession is 9/10 of the law. Excuse me.
Oh, hello, Captain.
Mr. Kopechne, remember we helped you last time?
Oh, yes, sir.
We'd like to help you again.
Bellevue?
Yeah.
I'm not going back there.
Come on.
This is beyond their power. It is beyond my power. It's beyond your power. This is beyond any power on earth.
Oh!
That means medical attention.
I want a priest! I want this demon to another me!
Get me a priest.
Get me a priest. Get me a priest.
Watch out, get on.
I want a priest! Give me a priest!
What's going on?
It's ringing. Put me on hold.
Try another line!
Forget it, Walter. Get him a priest.
Oh, good morning, Wojo.
Yeah, Father. Clement, Captain wants to talk to you right away.
You've been attending Mass regularly?
Well, that's my answer.
You know, I thought about studying for the priesthood once.
You changed your mind.
Couldn't stand being celibate.
Well, how do you know? You don't have to be until after you're ordained.
I practiced.
For how long?
3.5. No, 4 hours.
Is that all?
Told you I couldn't stand it.
Hello, Norma.
Cynthia's husband.
Sarcasm doesn't become you, Norma.
How do you know what becomes me? The only thing we have in common is we're both chafed.
Yeah? And I've just had 12 stitches and a tetanus shot.
You had it coming. You better face it, Roy. You cannot have two women at the same time.
Not if you want to be sharp the next day. Sorry.
12 Precinct, Sergeant Dietrich. Hold on a moment. Ryan, it's for you. Mount Sinai Hospital, it's Andrew Katz's nurse.
Oh, I called earlier. Just wanted to see how the old boy was. Sergeant Harris here. How's he doing? Great. Full recovery? Don't say that's great.
Isn't that great?
That's just great.
That's just great. Yeah, thanks a lot.
Look, Cynthia and I were both kids when I married her. This gorgeous little cheerleader with legs up to here and those pom-poms.
Roy, you loved her.
Everybody did. Of course, I didn't find that out in time to stop it.
I'm going to sign this complaint, Mr. Griswold.
Will she be able to leave?
Leave here or leave you?
Here.
No.
Sorry.
Ah, that's okay. I'm a writer. I'm used to rejection.
I guess I'll have to get used to it, too.
You know, Captain, all these years in the department, it made me more a policeman than a priest. Talking down jumpers, talking hoods into releasing their hostages. I've done most of my sermons through a bullhorn. The other day, a supplicant came up to me and said he wanted to confess. I told him he had the right to remain silent.
There you are, you white-collared hypocrite.
My son, you asked for a priest?
Watch it, mackerel snapper! You come any closer, I'll consume you in the flames of hell!
How can I help you, Mr. Kopechne?
Help Kopechne? He's mine! Beat it. You don't have any power here.
Whoever you are, my power is greater than yours.
You're full of prunes.
That's not nice.
Really, more than
making this very difficult.
You're doing fine.
Well, I'm trying. My son, we have all faced the demon of loneliness and anxiety.
Demon of loneliness! Demon of hell!
Trying to leave us in the light of our faith.
I'm not going anywhere, you flatulent old fraud.
Hey, now you watch it. There's no need to get personal.
Why don't you call back to your confessional, you pious pervert?
Would you like a good smack in the mouth?
Respect the man. You gotta respect the uniform. Is that fine? That's fine. Right. So I'm out.
Take your faith and shove it up. I'm your demon. I'm your demon. I turn on his titles. Open the cage. I think I'm getting it. Open it.
Take it easy. How could I do that? How could I raise my hands to another? I can't call myself a priest.
Hey, why not?
Look, you did a hell of a job. Boy, pour some Bellevue downstairs.
We'll jump down.
Yeah.
Father, it would be really helpful if you went with him.
Thank you. I think I've done quite enough already.
But, Father.
Father, are you a priest?
Yes, he's a good one, too.
Oh, Father, could you spare some of your time? I need your help desperately.
Okay, let's give it another whack.
Oh, bless you, Father.
Okay, here we go, Mr. Becky. Come on.
See, it all started in the subway. It all started many years ago in... I don't know. I just get so confused.
Oh, forget it. It happens.
what happens. Just start again. Slowly.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Very well put. I guess we're all possessed by our own demons. Mine seems to be good taste. And I doubt that I'll ever get rid of it.
This weekend and every weekend, turn to TV Land for a 48-hour non-stop marathon of one fine show. With all the best episodes all weekend long. TV Land Fandemonium Marathon Weekends. Always one thing on.